Nation Hangout number 462. There are zero people listening right now, which probably might be all for the best here. I might just have to actually, no, I put the links up to everybody on Teams, so everybody does know about it. So it's like if nobody's listening and nobody's listening, I'll just wait till we get in later. This is all about P. Diddy. Now, I will be doing, because it's Sunday, I will also have a little bit of coverage for P. Diddy on 464. But for right now, this is something that I've been meaning to do probably for well over a year. But before we get started, of course, yeah, first of all, I'm going to put the banner down below. I am at Patreon as the Red Pill Nation. I am currently available at, in order to the size of the number of followers I've got, Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW TV, Bredion, and YouTube, which is, even YouTube is getting close to 100. Site news, current running total on before I surpassed 1,000 on my combined moat is currently sitting, I think it's currently sitting at 79 followers on the combined moat before I cross over to 1,000 subs combined. It's 89 before I surpassed the combined moat I had before some asshole a couple of years, actually about 2.5-3 years ago, took down my YouTube for the first time. That is it there. As you well were aware, I did 461 was a solo effort, and I also got mixed up because I also started the Naroki 5 live stream, and I got 9 and 10 mixed up. So I did 10. So I will probably be doing the Naroki live stream number 9. That one is on memes. If Rearson or V or anybody else wants to join me on that one, but I use the Naroki 5 live stream is usually a solo show. So yeah, that's neither here nor there. I'm also at Facebook, Minds, Gab, MeWe, Getter, and TLB Talks. That is pretty much it for now. Hopefully, tomorrow also, I am going to be doing what amounts to a Herculean in total of uploading. I might even decide to fall on my sword and miss a day of work. Take myself off the call sheet for tomorrow to get it done. So that is it. This, like I said, this is the P. Diddy episode. Giving you guys a heads up, there's one video on here that is extremely long. Hopefully we'll wait for V to come in. But yeah, Diddy got sentenced yesterday, or I believe it was on the 3rd. He got sentenced to 4 years, 2 months. So he got sentenced to 50 months in jail. Now, there's one clip here. It's about 55 seconds that actually breaks it down as to what it is that he's going to be serving. But yeah, let's just get this one out of the way first.
Hi, my name is Josh Colesrud. P. Diddy was just sentenced to 4 years and 2 months. But how long is he really going to spend in prison? Well, let me tell you, he qualifies for the First Step Act, which means that he only has to serve 50% of his time. He also qualifies for the RDAP program, or the Residential Drug Treatment Program. And once you successfully complete that prison 500-hour program, you get 1 year knocked off your sentence. And he also has over a year of in-custody credit. So how much time is he really looking at? Well, by my calculations, just a bit over 9.5 months, which means that he could be released as early as July of next year.
Yeah, let that sink in. As early as July of next year. Yeah, he was already in jail to begin with. Oh yeah, the Rookie Five live stream, by the way, is going to be on the memes again. Like I said, I got like something like 300 memes, and I was only able to get through maybe about a third of them on the first one. That will be number 9. Number 10 is already up. Hopefully I'll actually remember to unmute myself within the first 17 minutes. So yeah, but with me tonight, just as insane as ever is,
thank you.
Is Rearson. So Rearson, introduce yourself.
Oh my God! Well, what can I say that's going to be different than before? Not really all that much. I've known this Joker for now over half my life. My God, this is the longest. That is the longest friendship I've ever had with anybody, and it happens to be this guy. Fuck! I'll be all right.
Yeah, really, I will. Poor baby. Well, there's been the ongoing relationship that you've had with space aliens and gimp suits,
Okay. That's got to be your fetish because you keep bringing it up.
Okay.
How you doing, Rearson? No, I'm not into that. And yeah, we'll just leave all of that alone. Not the ass. Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. V will be jumping on at some point.
For the other sponsor.
I wasn't going to do Orange Man Bad. But. Given the degree of delusion that is actually going on right now, I think maybe I will do the promo here. Let me just go all the way back up to videos here. Oh, jeez, I deleted it by accident. I'm going to have to go find it. So, yeah, if you're still not over 2016, and by the way, there is a whole horde of people that quite clearly are not over 2016 yet. Orange Man Bad will help you release that tension. Yes, you can go into the bathroom and go, Orange Man Bad! Oh, God, Orange Man Bad! It's like, and you won't have to worry about... But just remember, folks, he's not into gimp suits and aliens.
No standards. Absolutely no standards.
He's not into gimp suits and aliens at all. Okay. So, yeah.
But you can get over it.
Yeah. But also, by the way, we also have MAGA Off, which is MAGA Busters, which is... If you're so obsessed that you want to blame Trump with everything, including the fact that you stubbed your toe in the middle of the night, MAGA Busters, also the same people who brought you Orange Man Bad Handball, will come into your place and spray it down and decontaminate it of all MAGA influence. So, by the way, if you do that, though, you won't actually be able to blame Trump on the fact that your fucking life is miserable. So, yeah, if you're just not able... to get over 2016 and the tension, or maybe you've got suspicious cases of tendonitis in your shoulder and your elbow and your hand because it's just not doing it enough. MAGA Busters will come in and make sure that there's no MAGA hiding out in your closet, under your bed or whatever, so that you can stop blaming Trump for the fact that your life isn't a glowing fucking ray of sunshine every day of the week. And yeah, if you go over, especially if you go over to Threads or Blue Sky or Mastodon, which I can't go more than 2 posts into Thread without seeing somebody spurging the fuck out about Trump. But it's like, yeah, if that's you, MAGA Busters will come in and make it all better. They'll go kissy, kissy, kissy. We'll make it all better for you. This is just specifically about, I meant to do this a long time ago. I will be straight up with you on this though. I have never really been a huge P. Diddy guy, right? Like I never really, there was just always something off about him. Never really got into his music. Something about Jennifer Lopez also. And it's like, you know, there were a lot of guys that liked Jennifer Lopez. And I've got photos of her that I'm going to be running on the slideshow tonight. And I guess you can say that she was actually kind of hot back in the day. A lot of complaints about her being a massive, major-ass diva, which really kind of turned me off. I also remember her, though, from In Living Color. There was a lot of people that got their start on that show. That show was... I'm just sending a message to V here. He should be on just in a little bit here. So, yeah. Not really overly impressed with P. Diddy as a human being. He had been accused. And, one of his videos was basically torn with basically different lyrics. One of his biggest songs that I remember back when I was still living in the Bow Valley was about him. He basically borrowed the lyrics from a Police song called Every Breath You Take, and he basically just like changed the words, but used the exact same background song. And it was, again, it was a hit, but it was a hit that was borrowed off of Sting from the Police. The whole thing with, yeah, there just was something off about Diddy. There was a very nasty, bitter rivalry between him and Sugae Knight. Now, Sugae Knight was your typical record executive slash thug. Once V gets in here, I'm sure he'll have some other stuff to say about it. Yeah. Ultimately though, when I've speculated about what the amount of time that P. Diddy was going to get, and we will get into what the prosecution wanted versus what he actually got, I can't really say I'm overly surprised. I can't. And you know, again, this is more of V wanted to do this show. Cause honestly, I would have been happy to just put a little bit of a blurb for him in 463 and would have left for, sorry, 464. And I would have left it there, but you know, that's really all I got to say about the guy. I'm sure maybe Rearson and V have a little bit more to say about him, but that's all I have to say about him. So Rearson, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, being Caucasian and my preference for music is guitars and rock and maybe even some blues, Diddy did nothing for me. Ever. I mean, he was everywhere in the media. I mean, he went into fashion, he had his attempt, or he went into music and fucking whatever else. And I just, he never got on my radar. I can't say it any other way. There is a very short clip of him and young Bieber. And he says something to the effect of, how did you get into this? Or I don't remember exactly what it was that some of the Bieber had said, but he was doing it all for a Lamborghini. And Diddy immediately just says, "We're not. You're not supposed to talk about that." So in terms of the justice system and the light sentence that he's the light sentencing that he's been given, well, the conspiracy theorist in me is basically just kind of going, yeah, well, what if? What if he cut a really big deal, named names, and what if Diddy is the equivalent of Epstein, but it's in the music industry? And if he was the weakest link in the chain, then would it not make sense to potentially go after him and then blow the whole damn thing wide open? I don't have much to say on the man. But then again, too, I mean, I've also listened to some, I don't remember what the podcast was, but they were talking about the gay mafia and the rap and R&B scene, and that is pretty much where Sean Combs, Diddy, or Diddler, whatever you want to call him, that's where he rose to fame and prominence. So, I don't know. Well, it's not so much that I don't know, more along the lines of if things unfold the way that they could very well, I won't be terribly surprised. I'm sure there'll be something in there that will shock me. But with things that I've watched and heard and filed in the back of my mind, shall we say, I just don't have much to say about the guy. And honestly, I'm anticipating the worst. Like, I really honestly am. For someone such as my sister, who probably listened to his stuff, or, well, J-Lo and God, whatever else. If Diddy's gay, and I think he is, I'm of the opinion that he is, then what the hell would Jennifer Lopez be all about? I don't know. I mean, fucking plastic surgery can pretty much, well, plastic surgery can make a man into a woman, or vice versa. Well, it's easier to make a man into a woman. So, I don't know. This whole thing is well enough outside of my sphere of control that influence, so you have to pardon the more stoic side of me just kind of going, it's like, well, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, something better going to come out of all of this? Yeah, okay, great, good enough for me. I don't care. And it's pretty much at that point that I really honestly don't care. So, yeah. Everything, my opinion about a lot of celebrities that we've all looked up to is that in all likelihood, you're looking at someone who has a double life or a double identity. There's what they are in their private life to what they are to what's public facing. I mean, we talked about this. We talked about it before in one form or another with Cappy, whatever the fuck his name was.
Isaac Cappy.
Yeah, Isaac Cappy. I mean, he bluntly, you know, had named Tom Hanks as a pedophile. And Seth Green was in that accusation as well, too. Would I be surprised? Nope, I wouldn't. I honestly wouldn't. But, and again, Naroki, your near brush with pedophiles being what it was at the time, the precursor to Netflix. At the end of the day, we have no idea who these people are, what they are, what they're like, what they and who they really are as individuals. I mean, I've heard from someone who has been to the preliminary preparation parties, shall we say, where it's how far will someone go to compromise themselves to be rich and famous? I can think of one person. She famously had the Illuminati symbol on the back of her vest, and this was back in the mid-80s. Madge is her biological, is her birth name, Madonna. And do I believe anything that that female says? Oh, hell no. No, I don't. Nor should anybody else for that matter.
Oh, wait, V has joined us. So, yeah, if you want to wrap it up there, Rearson. Yep.
Well, again, I mean, honestly, really at the end of the day, it really just boils down to is if you don't think that there's something else afoot and that there was a much more sinister side to major industries like the recording industry, fashion, or Hollywood, I mean, Pedalwood, whatever you want to call it. This will be a shocking reality check for most people to digest that they don't really want. So, and on that note, I have nothing more to say.
All right, V, opening comments on the sentencing, and then I will play these videos here. I only played one already, but there's three more here, including that 13-minute long one. So, V, introduce yourself and then opening comment. V.
Yeah. Okay. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Yes, I'm V, host of the Redfield Hardcore Radio Show. So, I'm on a hiatus right now. I am out and about, so, but I will try to follow up with the show as best as I can. And, yeah. So, let's get on with the show.
Oh, you don't, no opening comment? Okay. All right. Oh, all right. Well, so, other than,
you know, I'm, I was trying to buy some baby oil stock before it went crashing, but you know, that didn't happen.
Yeah, anyway. Well, it's because Rearson bought it all, that's why.
I gotta have something to help him get in and out of that damn gimp suit.
Oh, poor guy.
Okay, I get it. I'm not the one who keeps bringing up the gimp suits. I don't know what your fetishes are, both of you boys, but I don't really want to know, and I don't need.
Oh, my God.
Oh, aliens. I prefer what happens between consenting adults. Anyway, back to you.
Anyway, so, yeah. I'm going to hold on a second here. Let me just get Kyle. Let me just check. Oh, well, no, we got two whole viewers right now. Yay. So anyway, I'm going to play the video content. Like I said, a lawyer named Colesrud has already stated that Diddy could be out as early as July next year. But yeah, I'm going to play the house raid, the assault video, and then there's a 13-minute, 20-long video, so Diddy cover up, which I think will probably cover a lot of stuff that we've been needing to say. But first of all, let's do Diddy house raid, because this is where it all really got started.
Sean Combs, the rapper and music executive, perhaps being linked to a sex trafficking investigation.
He got some shots of a few people coming out of the home. Those people have been detained. Now, we're trying to still connect the dots. We do have some sources on scene here that we're getting this information from. We were actually the first ones here with about 30 different law enforcement vehicles at least. There are three Bearcats on scene here. This just all unfolded, Sandra, I would say, less than 10 minutes ago. We got here even before the crime scene tape came up. So we're just down the hill. If you look up the street where Tony is right now to the right, you'll see one of those Bearcats, and law enforcement on the other side of those bushes basically is that home that is registered to Bad Boy Films, which is part of Bad Boy Entertainment. And the home in particular is registered not only to Bad Boy Films, but to one of P. Diddy's daughters.
They are heavily armed, and they've been very tactful, would probably be the best word to use, as they made entry into this home this afternoon. We actually watched them as they made their way through one of these side gates, and as soon as they got inside the home, one of the first things they did was made their way into this garage that you see is open right there. Now, they did take a couple people into custody. We witnessed that. Now, are they under arrest? Are they just being asked about what they know?
Allegations of abuse against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs. The video, captured on multiple cameras, shows Combs assaulting his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a hallway at a Los Angeles hotel in March 2016. A lawsuit filed by Ventura in November last year and settled the next day referenced actions that seem to match those seen in this video. There is no audio. According to the complaint, Combs became extremely intoxicated and punched Ms. Ventura in the face, giving her a black eye, which, according to the lawsuit, prompted Ventura to try and leave the hotel room. The surveillance video obtained by CNN begins as she enters the hallway. The complaint says as she exited, Mr. Combs awoke and began screaming at Ms. Ventura. He followed her into the hallway of the hotel while yelling at her. The complaint goes on to say he grabbed her and then took glass vases in the hallway and threw them at her. In the surveillance video, Combs can be seen grabbing Ventura and throwing her to the ground. As Ventura lies on the ground, Combs then kicks her twice and attempts to drag her on the floor back to the hotel room. Ventura is seen picking up a hotel phone. Combs seems to walk back to the hotel room, then returns and appears to shove her in a corner. Moments later, he can be seen throwing an object in her direction. According to Ventura's now-settled lawsuit, the pair began dating several years after they met in 2005. They parted ways in 2019. Combs' attorney said the decision to settle was in no way an admission of wrongdoing. Ventura declined to comment on the video, but her attorney told CNN the gut-wrenching video has only
She probably has an NDA.
Yeah, she does probably have an NDA. And anyway, yeah, then I got the 13-minute and 20-second video. This was actually fairly interesting.
P. Diddy has been getting away with all kinds of stuff. There was that shooting that he walked from. We've seen some clips of him beating on women. I mean, that's pretty standard operating procedure for him. But now there's 8 lawsuits that have been filed against him for sexual assault. And then in 1993, he and Clive Davis founded Bad Boy Records. Clive Davis... How do you describe Clive Davis? There's an infomercial about him now, which is a document. It's being called a documentary. And it makes him look like this benign octogenarian that's helped all these rock stars with their careers. But people in the music industry really don't like Clive Davis, most of them. And his criminality is kind of amazing. He got busted. He's been for filing false tax returns 3 times and then defrauding the IRS 3 times. He was involved in the biggest payola scandal. That's when record companies give money to radio stations to play their songs. Mm-hmm. He was part of the biggest payola scandal of all time as president of ABC Records. And then there was a Genovese crime guy named Pasquale Falcone. And he got busted smuggling 22 pounds of heroin into the United States. And the Justice Department started digging into him, and they came across all these shell companies that he headed. And Clive Davis was funneling money from ABC Records to these shell companies. So I've just told you about 2 decades worth of criminality by Clive Davis And that guy has not spent one night in jail. That's what's amazing about him. So in 1993, I think he takes P. Diddy by the hand and they get on the yellow brick road. And P. Diddy has been engaged in all kind of criminal behavior, but nothing has come out. And I believe for Clive Davis, this is just my surmise, for a guy to commit as many felonies as he's committed and not spend a day in jail, I believe he's working for the government on some level as an informant. I mean, who knows? But so he...
An informant for what? What makes you think he's working for the government?
I would say like an informant for the FBI or...
For what? What would they be collecting?
I mean, a guy in that position, I'm sure, has quite a panoramic view of certain types of corruption and criminality.
Where? In what realm?
In the music realm.
Do you think the FBI is actually interested in the music realm?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of laws on the books about what people could, like the Paola scandal. It's against the law for people to give money, for record companies to give money to radio stations. And who knows? I mean, I've heard that that's still going on, but the FBI might want... It's difficult to know. I mean, the FBI might want to enforce that law.
I mean, the Epstein stuff totally makes sense to me. It totally makes sense how that guy would be in intelligence and in holding all as many U.S. politicians and elites as they possibly can with blackmail. That makes perfect sense to me. I'm not familiar with this man. I don't think that would be on the same level, you know. And I have no idea. This is the first I'm hearing about this, so just take whatever I'm saying with a grain of salt. But it seems very low level compared to the Epstein stuff.
Well, the thing about Clive Davis and why I'm suspicious of Clive Davis is, how do you commit that many felonies and not spend a day in jail?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
And then he gets busted committing felonies, and then he gets like the next great record executive job. And then he gets busted doing something else, and then he gets the next great record executive job. So I think that the only way that you can commit those kind of felonies and not spend a night in jail is if you've got something worked out.
Do you think they're holding him? Do you think he may be some type of an informant to blackmail artists into messaging whatever narrative they want in the public eye through musicians?
It's difficult to know. But people, think of the power that musicians, rock stars have.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. I mean, I can't remember the numbers, but they say Taylor Swift could influence an enormous percentage of the U.S. population in an election. And so that's why I'm asking. You know, I'm not 100%. Actually, I have no idea who Davis is affiliated with, what kind of musicians he's affiliated with.
The biggest names.
As in who?
Bruce Springsteen.
I mean,
people like that. He's launched a lot of.
So he could be blackmailing elite musicians to message particular narratives for FBI, CIA.
That's the thing. I just don't know. I mean, but how does a guy commit that many felonies and not spend a day in jail? That is what with Clive Davis, that's what I've been trying to get my mind around. And the only thing I can think of is he's an informant of some kind. I mean, if you or I got busted defrauding the IRS just once, we'd probably have to spend some time in jail.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they put Bernie Kerik in prison for, was it tax evasion for paying for paying his nanny cash. That's tax evasion.
So how does this guy...
I mean, how does everybody pay... I mean, you know, everybody who has lawn care service, are those... is that on the books?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give me a break. So
how does a guy get, I mean, he's defrauded. He's been busted defrauding the IRS three times. I mean, and filing false tax returns three times. So how does it, and then that's not even getting into the payola and the shell companies that he's hooking up with the Genovese guy. I just don't understand how that guy doesn't spend a day in jail.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how there's a documentary about him. Well, I kind of understand that. That makes him not to be this benign octogenarian.
The only reason I'm asking is I'm just curious, what do you think that intelligence agencies would get out of having him on the books? Other than the only thing that can come to mind, my mind, is messaging.
Messaging, like rock stars have a tremendous amount of power.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, who knows? With Clive Davis, I live in New York City and I know some people in the music industry. And they look at him as like the Antichrist. I mean,
really?
Yeah. There's this infomercial, aka documentary about him that, as I said, makes him look as a kindly octogenarian. But the people that I know in the music industry do not hold Clive Davis in very high regard. And in 1993, he hooks up with P. Diddy and they launch Bad Boy Records, which becomes this unbelievable success. Now, P. Diddy has been getting away with all kinds of stuff. There was that shooting that he walked from. Shine took the fall for it. And we've seen some clips of him beating on women. I mean, that's pretty standard operating procedure for him. But now there's 8 lawsuits that have been filed against him for sexual assault.
Didn't he skip the country immediately after his place was busted?
Well, he was going to skip the country.
He didn't.
But I think he stayed in Florida. And I could be wrong there, but he's got these 8 lawsuits. 2 of them are minors. 2 of the women that are suing him were minors when he molested them. And he molested them in a very brutal manner.
How so?
Well, they were minors, and he was very forceful. And then the 5th lawsuit has been filed by Little Rod, who also claims that he was sexually assaulted. But he said, and this is where a lot of the traction is coming from in the media, he was talking about, like, Cuba Gooding Jr. and other people being in on P. Diddy's sex escapades. And but Little Rod said that P. Diddy was trafficking minors too. So we've got 3 accounts of P. Diddy trafficking minors. And his houses in LA were searched in Miami, and there was hidden cameras. And Homeland Security, it's kind of strange. Homeland Security were the people that, like, spearheaded the investigation. It's usually the FBI that does that. Homeland Security does have a human trafficking division, so it's entirely possible that it's on the up and up. But I'm not quite sure, because those search warrants emanated from the Southern District of New York. And why would the Southern District of New York execute search warrants in L.A. and also Miami? Why wouldn't they just have the U.S. attorney for Los Angeles or Miami execute those search warrants? And the fact that they emanated from the Southern District, that the U.S. attorney there is Damian Williams. And Damian Williams, because it's Damian Williams, we know the fix is in. And this is the nexus between Epstein. Damian Williams is the nexus between Epstein and P. Diddy.
Interesting.
Williams was the one. Okay, the trial of Maxwell, there were 4 Epstein victims that were called to testify. Now, those victims had only been molested by Epstein and Maxwell. They had not been molested by any of the power brokers. That was a very carefully choreographed trial. And I know a woman who covered that trial for a media outlet, and she agreed with me that it was very carefully choreographed. And Damon Williams oversaw that. He was a U.S. attorney that oversaw that trial. And he made sure that no one could be indicted other than Maxwell. And so now he's in charge of the P. Diddy investigation.
Interesting.
And he's ostensibly, well, there's a grand jury now that's been impaneled to look into the P. Diddy investigation. So with grand juries, a special prosecutor is chosen for a grand jury. And grand jurors are just people that have shown up for jury duty and have been called to a grand jury. So special prosecutors can really twist the opinions and minds of grand jurors, because only the evidence that the special prosecutor wants shown and only the witnesses that the special prosecutor calls, that's the information that the grand jurors get.
No matter where you're watching Sean Ryan's show from, if you get anything out of this, please like, comment, subscribe, and most importantly, share this everywhere you possibly can. And if you're feeling extra generous, please leave us a review on Apple and Spotify podcasts.
Very interesting, isn't it? An Epstein, P. Diddy connection through the Ghislaine Maxwell trial and the guy in New York. That was the reason why I included that one. It was like, oh, okay. So now you have, I won't say an ironclad link, but it's like very, very curious as to what happened. And again, when we start getting into the actual sentencing of P. Diddy and the fact that he effectively, like I said, he could be out as early as July. Now, there have been all sorts of things that have been floating around regarding P. Diddy, including during the trial, the fact that it was almost as if at one point the prosecution we're just talking about, given the connection between Epstein, that guy in New York, and Diddy in LA and the trial that took place there, it suddenly, some of the really strange inconsistencies. I mean, they got the raid done pretty well. They did get the raids done pretty well, but the actual prosecution itself, it was like, it was pretty obvious. Like, I mean, first of all, they were going after Diddy based on RICO statutes. So they didn't have to get Diddy on everything. They only had to get him on a few things. And most of the legal statutes around Diddy that they went after him on, there was absolutely no way he was going to be able to legally finagle his way out of those. The whole situation, though, when you start looking, when you watch that video and you look at the situation, it's like all of a sudden, right? Because, I mean, the prosecution wanted 11 years on this. He only got four years and 2 months. And which is basically given, if he based upon, like I said, what that lawyer Coslin said right at the start of the show, I mean, he could technically be out and about as early as next July if he cooperates. And by the way, he will have the time in prison to complete those things in the program. And let's not also forget that he was already in custody for some time before the sentencing took place. So he's already served a fair amount of time already. So yeah, this is a very, very interesting situation. Going back to the bus, going back to the arrest, and going back to all of the stuff that took place, And when we got to the conviction part of it, it was like we were speculating at the time that, I mean, it might, they couldn't let him walk, and they couldn't really, there just wasn't enough there to sentence him to like 25 or 50 years. So this sentence falls actually at the lower end of the range that I was thinking. I mean, I was thinking he might get up to 15, right? Maybe even 20. But I mean, he's going to get out of this fairly quickly from the looks of it. And he's going to be, I mean, like, he will probably never be the prominent guy that he was before. And we will get into some of the stuff that he's done. And there's a whole truckload of issues that we could be talking about with him. I mean, the shooting for one, the actions of the white parties, you know, the mysterious disappearance and deaths of a lot of the critics that wrote stories about him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I will turn it over. We'll do the usual thing. We'll go V and then Rearson. So, oh, where's V? Where's V?
I don't know. I wasn't aware that he left. I didn't really see anything show up that he had left either.
Okay, well, take it away. I was hoping to get V. Was really big on wanting to do the show, and now he's not around. So talk for a bit. I'm going to give him a call.
Okay. Well, what this guy had already, what he had said, was already, has already gone through my mind, and if Diddy is as bad as I believe him to be, and believe me, I do. I really honestly do. As the saying goes, they may have lost the battle for Diddy in court, but if he ends up being a massive informant as to what's going on, and if he can name names, which I believe he can, and I'm already feeling a little bit vindicated by all of this as well too, was the comparison of Diddy to Epstein. It's just that Diddy was in the music industry. I mean, well, okay, here's something that maybe not a lot of people have heard about, or may not remember, or if they have seen it. But Little Miss Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette, she's been on record to basically say that the music industry is full of pedophiles, or it's run by pedophiles. And I'm not saying that lightly. I'm not saying there are. I'm not saying that they're not. But I mean, there's a Sony Music executive who apparently has been named, I do believe, by Michael Jackson himself. So would that surprise me? Unfortunately, no. I've said this before and I'll say it again. The way that things are going right now, I don't think there really is much that will surprise me about how people and organizations are and the like. I don't know what else to say at this point. It's it's fucking frustrating is what it is. I mean, I don't want to say that I know this, but it doesn't surprise me that shit like this doesn't happen already to begin with. And again, we don't know the lives of celebrities. We may have, well, not may, a lot of people will and do obsess over them. I would love to say that I'm not one of them, but I would be lying, so I'm not gonna, I won't delude myself into thinking that I'm any different. But as I've matured and I have a much better, I believe I have a much better idea as to what's going on. And even then, I don't know. But I'm not afraid to say that. It's, oh, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's a great big fucking mess, and my opinion being that at the end of the day, we are going to have to see people like Diddy do what they're going to do, and I don't know. I really don't fucking know anymore. I do hope that the dam breaks open. I don't even know how I feel about the dam breaking open, about what really could be or is likely to be going on that will ruin the perception of a lot of people that are much more interested in focusing on the lives of the rich and famous rather than to actually look at ways of improving their own current circumstances. So if that's how a lot of people are going to be, and that's probably how it is or how it will continue to be, you'll have to pardon me for not sounding terribly surprised or not being terribly disappointed if I'm not wrong. I'll kind of leave it at that. So, Norco, do I need to keep filling in, or are you back?
No, he didn't answer. I don't know what the hell, because he wanted to do this show so goddamn badly, right?
Shocker.
He wanted me to do this show so badly. He's been putting pressure on me for almost a year to do this show. And I do it, and now he can't even stay on it. Again, right? Not necessarily the best time for me to be doing this show, but I mean, again, right? It's like, you know, it is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Now, again, unless he jumps in, we're probably going to end this fairly quickly here, because it's, you know, again, my perspective on Diddy was that, I mean, again, like I say, I never liked the guy, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, and this, the issue that interview brought up, though, is that something that, not Puff Daddy, what the hell was it? Kanye West talked about P. Diddy being a fed, right? And about all that sort of thing. And I'm like, yeah, the use of blackmail and the use of forcing, because I mean, like, we have seen, even given some of the stuff that has been going on right now, where it's like, it's pretty clear that the Trump administration is using some of the same tactics that the left has been doing in Hollywood for years. Like they're now attempting to do, which is probably biggest speculation is one of the reasons why the Epstein files have never been fully released. But again, right, apparently there's a lot of overlap between P. Diddy and Epstein, right? His houses were both mic'd up and camered up to the extent. He liked throwing these wild parties. There was, of course, that shooting that he was involved in, which I don't know that much about, but I mean, the multiple sexual assault lawsuits, you know, again, I had heard of Clive Davis. I wasn't overly familiar with him, but it was like, yeah, you know, he got a lot of the same sweetheart deals that Epstein got, Clive Davis did. And then, of course, and again, you can see the photo right now. I mean, there was all these white parties and everything. And it was like, again, this was kind of like one of those, because there have been other people in Hollywood who said that this is kind of like one of the, this is something that I had to ask about when I first got in, started looking into this about again, right? That really weird incident that I got with that guy who was working for Den way back in the day when I was living in Banff and that type of thing. That sort of thing. I mean, again, right, there's the actual white party, which is what you're seeing on the screen right now. And then, of course, it would be like, I mean, the people who needed to put in an appearance would put in an appearance, and then they would all, like, leave by about 11 o'clock or so, or 10 or 11. And around between, because I've seen some of these parties happen, like, things usually start getting a little bit. And this is something that I also noticed when I was hearing a ding here. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm hearing
no,
it somewhere.
Yeah, it's in the background of where I am.
Okay. The whole thing just, you know, and I saw again, like I saw this when I was doing my clubbing when I was in Banff back in the early 90s. Things really wouldn't start to get hairy until probably after, like, usually between 11 and 12. Usually I was gone by then, right? That is the pattern that I would notice, is there was the actual party itself, and then there was the after party, which was where most of the degenerates taking place. Now, would P. Diddy have been engaged in human trafficking? Well, given the amount of arrests that are just happening, like that incident in Georgia where half the employees at this Hyundai plant were basically smuggled in under the radar to go work at this Hyundai plant. Clearly, and also the fact that at one point, and we covered this on the show at one point, United Airlines allowing illegals to board their flights and take illegal flights up to fly to New Jersey to fly and like not checking IDs and allowing them to board these flights to fly into the United States to make an asylum claim or a refugee claim once they got into the United States, right? So you've also got to look at the situation in terms of the fact that, you know, God damn, man, like they really, really, they did everything. Hollywood did everything that it could to smear Sound of Freedom. They also did everything they could to support that softcore kiddie porn movie.
Cuties.
And we will also be talking, potentially even today, about what Netflix got caught doing here very, like, this week. And it's had a very nasty fallout with Netflix on this. And it's like, and it just keeps going and going and going. And it's like, you know, like you look at a movie, like you look like at a documentary, like say a Wag the Dog, for instance. And you're like looking at that and like, that was supposed to be a comedy. That wasn't supposed to be a fucking documentary, but it's like you look at some of the stuff that happened there and they overlap between Hollywood and DC. And, you know, like, I don't want to start bringing up McCarthyism because McCarthy is not a particularly well-liked guy in Hollywood. But, I mean, it's like based upon some of the stuff that I have seen over the past few years with what some of the stuff that Hollywood has been doing, I mean, I am really seriously thinking that maybe McCarthy actually had a point, right? And it's like, you know, there's probably going to have to be almost like a purge of some of the stuff that's occurred in Hollywood in order to deal with the problem, because it's like, yeah, and it's not again, right? It's you've got former musicians talking about this. You've got, of course, you also have the stuff with Digital Entertainment Network. You know, it just goes on and on and on. And it's like, you know, Diddy, for all intents and purposes, he got away with basically a slap on the wrist is what he got away with. Oh, apparently Rumble won't let him sign in. Okay. Hold on a second here. I will, I'll send them the link again. There we go. Paste. There we go. I sent it to you again. Yeah, apparently Rumble booted him out of the system. Don't know why that happened, but it did. Again, though, it's like the strange level of silence that occurred out of both Hollywood and the recording industry. Seeing a photo of Jennifer Lopez up here as well, and it's like, you know, pretty obvious that Jennifer Lopez had at least some type of an idea about what was going on with P. Diddy. And, you know, you start to understand now why Get Woke, Go Broke is an actual thing. You're starting to... is a thing. You're also starting to understand now why. And by the way, I'm absolutely convinced that Disney was probably, might even be getting money from other sources, but Disney was very clearly getting money from USAID, that we're not just dealing with these independent groups all kind of like all pursuing their agendas. Like, it all just seems to like very nicely and neatly all just kind of mesh together. And yeah, and it, like I said, I mean, there are Jews involved, but it clearly isn't just the Jews. Like, it's probably a whole cabal of individuals that are involved in this. And what I'm definitely starting to see here is the fact that, you know, Diddy got a sweetheart deal. And I mean, I'm fairly convinced that there was a deliberate attempt by the prosecution to kind of somewhat botch this case. Yeah, so Diddy's probably not going to be in prison all that long. I mean, yeah, they basically, it looks to me like they took the middle ground on this. I mean, if we want to go down, and unfortunately V dropped out, so it's like we can't, oh wait, no, he's typing here. V is having some issue, logging back in. I thought V had already gone to the store, but yeah, V is the one that really wanted to do this show. So, you know, oh, the only thing I'm going to say about this is, and I, again, because V is the one who really wanted to have something to say about this. You know, from my perspective, it looks like they basically took the middle ground here and they just gave Diddy a slap on the wrist. And, you know, he will get out of prison. Oh, V, you're back. Welcome aboard.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Signal cuts off.
So, yeah. I was about to say we might...
I try to get back to the show. And Rumble keeps harassing me about verification.
Okay.
This is the third time I've verified this account.
Okay, so where did you drop out anyway?
I haven't gotten to say anything yet about anything. Oh,
Oh! Did you even see the interview video?
I got to see the video where P. Diddy is kicking the crap out of Cassidy. You guys play that one yet?
Oh yeah. We even played the 13-minute long video here. Anyway, you know what? Both me and Rearson have kind of talked ourselves out about this one, because I mean, this is the one that you really wanted to do it. So whatever it is you got to say, go ahead and say it, man, because, you know, I did this show specifically because this is one that you wanted me to do. So, you know what? I'm going to give the floor to you. Take as much time as you need. Yeah. Cover as much as you need to cover.
Well, okay. So I was hoping to cover this as it was unfolding, but we know the conclusion of it now. Although I will say that I will never, ever look at baby oil the same ever, ever again. You know, what about the population? What about our mental scarring? You know, I believe I deserve a check. I believe you deserve a check. Anybody who knows about this story and has to look at baby oil ever again in their lives, they deserve a check.
you went there. Oh my God. Wow.
I'm mentally scarred now.
Oh.
Baby oil. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, come on, dog. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think there's going to be two types of baby oil. Just like you're either there's a big club and there's a big small club and you're not part of it. There's regular baby oil and then there's Diddy's special baby oil. Loaded with, sedatives that go through the skin.
I was just about to say. Yeah, it's got that roofie chemical. You got that dragon's breath that just goes right into the skin.
Nasty. Oh, man. Dude, you're nasty. You really are.
Me?
But, oh, yeah. Man.
But you know what? You may be true. You may be true. I remember when I was a teenager, right? lubrication was
God. Oh, well, that just sounds so wrong after talking about baby oil. Oh.
So I had a few freaky girlfriends that I already told you about this. We would go all day and all night long. Okay. A bottle of lubrication, that was gone in 2 hours. We had to use baby oil. Forget it. We ended up using Crisco.
Olive oil would work too, sure. Yeah.
No, we used Crisco lard, my friend.
Oh. Wow.
Tidy industrial.
Oh, good God.
That's how much of a machine I was when I was 17.
Talk about greasing up the pig. Holy shit.
Are you referring to my penis or the girl?
I don't know about the penis. I'll assume the girl.
No, the girl is fine.
And I don't want to know about the penis.
Well, let me just put it this way. I have a reputation. I have a reputation. I was called Coke Can. Coke Can for a reason.
Okay, so, I'm sure. whatever it takes to get it in. I don't know what else to say on that one, man.
So, and I'm trying to keep quiet about this. I'm being hosted by some friends who are Latter-day Saints. And but anyhow,
what interesting choice of friends you have.
Only the best. Only the best. so yeah, I feel as though Diddy, yeah, he owes me some money. And so you know, there are people that are so appalled. Oh, the women, this just shows that women aren't being valued. You can just get away with beating women, they're not being valued. I'm like, okay. I seen the butt whooping that Cassie took. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't condone violence of any kind, but that was a pretty light. That was a light whooping, okay? I've seen worse. Now, with that said, you're talking about somebody from the hood, all right? This ain't your silver spoon in the mouth, schoolboy, you know, Daddy Warbucks having kid, all right? Diddy's from, he's old school. You know, old school, you get your ass whooped, okay? That's just a different culture. It's just, I'm not making excuses. I'm not condoning. I just want people to get a context and understanding of it. This is what happens. This is what happens when you step out of line. This is what happens. Okay? So, I don't know why people are surprised. And to tell you the truth, I've seen worse. And I've seen worse where it's like... and I don't know what happened to this chick. I need to go and follow up on the stories. But, you know, where you see the white girl, little tiny white blonde, kicking the total crap out of her big black football boyfriend. We've all seen those kind of videos, right? And they don't hold back. They drop, you know, they make you drop trowel and they kick you in the balls. You know, I've seen some of these little girls, you know, pull a people's elbow flying through the air. They don't hold back. So I rarely do we see justice in those cases. So, I mean, I don't know why people are getting so upset over the light sentence. Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing online people are saying, like, oh, he's only going to do 3 months of that and he'll be out. Or he'll only do 9 months of that and he'll get out. I'm like, come on. You got sentenced to 4 years. Yeah, he's got a year time served. But this ain't county or state. This is federal. He's going to do 85% of that. Even with good behavior, he's going to do 85% of that. So you're talking a little over 2.5 years that he's going to be away. And I don't know where they're going to put him, what kind of protective custody they're going to have for him. But knowing him, I don't know if he's going to turn biatch in prison or not, but somebody's going to want him to. And his time just may stack if he tries to be a hard boy. So, I got to
point something out here. First of all, there is a program he qualifies for if he takes that shaves a year off. He's already been in jail for a while already. And he also qualifies for something else, which can cut his time down. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying. He could be out as little as 9 months.
Well, okay. So I've got Rumble going on here in the background. Hold on a sec. Yeah. So. That's assuming he joins those programs. I know one of those programs, he's supposed to be like a speaker. Okay, he's supposed to go around saying that what he did was bad and try to dissuade other people from doing it, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, the celebrity treatment. Yeah, yeah, I know that. But he's still going to do a hefty amount of time if he does not succeed those programs. Again, Is he going to bitch up? I don't know. He may want to, but then again, his career is over. If he does, if he wants to play hard and get back out, he can still play hard. So, I mean, that's completely up to him. But I will say, oh man, for the simple fact, and if he doesn't take the programs, he might get put with a general population just to scare him straight, because these regular programs, they're not going to do anything to him. He's not going to be scared. He's going to be always in protective custody. He's always going to have bodyguards, literal bodyguards in prison. You know, that's the kind of celebrity treatment these rich people get. But if he doesn't take these programs, oh, baby oil will be shipped into that wherever he's at. And it won't be by him. He's gonna hate. If he does bad behavior and gets kicked out of these programs and goes with Gen Pop, he is going to hate lubrication. I don't care if he's gay or not. He is not going to like being on the receiving end. He's a top. He's not going to like being a bottom.
Yeah, I personally think he will take those programs. Yeah, his career is effectively over. Even like assuming that he does complete all of that stuff, that he does get out by next July, too many people are going to be watching him and watching how he behaves and what he does, that he won't really be able to get away with the types of activity that he was doing before. And I mean, you know,
hold on. Let me finish what I was saying though. I'm upset. People are upset because, you know, they think, oh, he's not going to learn his lesson. Oh, it's a slap on the wrist. The man has killed people.
Oh, I was going to get into that. I mean, there was that shooting back in 1999. There was that other reporter that got threatened. There were those two people. Hold on a second. There were those two people that those two reporters that were writing books on Diddy that both died under very mysterious circumstances. I mean, okay, he doesn't necessarily have the trail of bodies like, say, Epstein or Clinton has, but he is definitely, and of course, right? You didn't watch that interview. I mean, his association with Clive Davis is also, you know, rather with the starting of Bad Boy Records and that sort of thing. I mean, wow. I mean, like, I personally would not have wanted to be a musician in the LA area, especially a black rap musician in the LA area, because I mean, you had to pick between Suge Knight and P. Diddy for the most part. And if I had to pick between those two, I would have taken Suge, because I mean, at least Suge he was a thug, but I mean, if you dealt straight with him, he would probably deal straight with you. I mean, P. Diddy looked like he was a degenerate. I'm also starting to think, and again, this is what that 13-minute report said on him. It's like, you know, part of the reason why Suge got sent to jail for as long as he did and why P. Diddy is only getting a slap on the wrist is because Suge wasn't cooperating with the feds. And again, and this is not just this guy reporting. I mean, this is something that Kanye West said about him as well, right? And it's like, you know, he also, just like Harvey Weinstein, just like Charles Epstein, he got away with a lot of stuff for an extended period of time. And it's like, again, right? Harvey Weinstein, Epstein, the Clintons. We could go on and on and on about individuals who have got these suspiciously high body counts and all of this really creepy behavior that
and killed Tupac. Allegedly killed
allegedly,
Tupac.
Yeah.
He put the contract out on him. Okay.
Yeah, again, I don't know that much. Again, because music is not really my scene, but it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, he got away with a lot of stuff before he finally went to jail. And,
at one of his venues, they got pressed up against glass and crushed. 11
yeah.
people.
Oh yeah, I absolutely believe you. Again, right? I don't really follow the music industry all that well. So it's like, yeah, you know what? I am not sure, because just remember there was another this is gonna sound really strange, because on the surface these two people don't have a lot in common, but you know, both this guy, P. Diddy, and Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa went to jail for a while too, but they didn't have enough on him to throw him in jail for an extended period of time. And when he came out, he tried to get back into his old position. And they eventually ended up killing him. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all, for instance, that P. Diddy does his time. And given the fact that, I mean, you have to have a fairly large ego to even be in the position that he is in, he might actually be so. And of course, because he only got that light slap on the wrist, you want to know who else got a really relatively light slap on the wrist and then came out and ended up causing a whole lot of damage later on? This might actually piss a few people off, but I just suddenly remembered this. Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler got sentenced to just a few months in jail too. You know,
yeah.
he got a slap on the wrist too. And when he was in prison, he was treated more like a rock star than an actual prisoner. Right.
Right. Right.
You know, so it wouldn't.
I want you to continue down that train of thought. Though when he gets out, because he's already paid hundreds of millions of dollars to people to shut the hell up. Now when he gets out, he's gonna look like a punk, and there are gonna be people that are gonna want to shake him down for the rest of what he's got. So he's probably gonna pull a disappearing act, or
he's gonna get killed, one of the two. Because it's like he's not going to be able to step out into the public. He's not going to be able to return to the public eye anymore. Also, right, you also got the potential issue that even though he doesn't necessarily have the evidence, he might have the eyewitness evidence to start shaking people down once he gets out of prison. Right? One of those individuals might decide that they don't want to deal with that any stuff anymore and just take him out as well.
I'm surprised Steve hasn't gone at him, because I've seen his gimp suit in one of his closets.
Yeah, how come you haven't gone after him there, Steve? So I mean, it's like it's not so.
I don't even know. Derp.
We'll just send Diddy a bucket sized set of Orange Man bad hand balm. That'll help him get him through.
Nope.
His stint in prison.
Thanks.
The whole thing.
Laced with baby oil.
Yeah. That was the really weird part about it. Like that huge amount of baby oil when they went after his mansion like that. Like that's not really something that you can kind of tap dance your way around.
There was enough oil for a slipping slide for for hundreds of adults to join in. Good Lord.
Yeah, like that's just, I mean, that whole thing is just is kind of incriminating. Again, though, right? Like the rabbit hole, I suspect that the story's not over with this guy. Yeah, he will go out and he will either have to go immediately into hiding or he's going to be dead or disappeared. He's going to one or the other. I suspect that they wanted to go after him for more, but they just didn't have enough evidence to do it. Cause again, like the whole Rico thing, they had him dead to rights on enough stuff to convict him. I just don't think that they were expecting the sentence to be quite as light as it actually was. But anyway, take it away.
Well, that's money. That's money. And you know, if I were Johnson & Johnson, I hook him up with sponsorship. Sponsorship straight up.
Oh yeah, I would get Diddy to have a sponsorship for Johnson & Johnson baby oil.
Oh God, you two are just
yeah, you got him just shiny, looking like a black dolphin, you know.
Oh God.
Well, hey, we can't use him as Orange Man Bad Hand Bomb spokesperson because his political affiliation just ain't there, right?
Oh my. Oh, Naroki, where did you pick this guy up again? Where? How? Oh my God. You're almost as bad. You're almost as bad as I am.
All right, so yeah, let's take a look at this photo. I mean, then of course you got the people around him as well, right? Diddy will likely have some leverage around the people around him. Oh, let's not forget too that the Homeland Security and the FBI now have all of the tapes because just like Epstein, his house was had cameras and was wired out to the max, right? And it's like, again, it looks very suspicious, like just how Trump is not turning over the Epstein files, because I suspect that he wants to use that. It's like, yeah, well, you know, Epstein was blackmailing you. Now we're blackmailing you. That's kind of the direction that I'm thinking I'm going in with it. Same thing here. Again, Jennifer Lopez, for instance, she was at that shooting in 99. And based upon some of the stuff that was said about her, I mean, Nihilist and I, if we were still doing the Bad Thought series, I mean, I'm almost tempted to do one on J-Lo. Because, I mean, this is
She's a woman.
This is a woman who seems to be, although she's not as toxic as the Kardashians, I mean, it's like every single guy that's gotten involved with her has ended up being worse off because of it. I mean, look at what happened with Ben Affleck. Like, holy moly. Like, why would you even want to go there again?
I kind of think she's the problem. It's funny that you bring her up because, with her booty, she can squeeze out a bottle of freaking baby oil, okay, and put it in your back and make you shut the hell up, you know?
Affleck, okay.
She can probably squeeze out a baby bottle.
Okay, I'm sorry, baby but oil. Ben Affleck seems to also be involved in a email of some sort or another with hot dogs and walnut sauce and whatever else with the Obama administration. And that is code for human trafficking. That's all I'm going to say. So Affleck.
Oh, let's not forget that both of his kids are trans. Again, just like Charlize Theron, okay. Right?
Okay. All right.
That
okay.
says sexual okay. abuse all dude, over that.
Dude, you don't need to say any more than that. The man is so heavily compromised, it's not funny. If he has this squeaky clean image, the guy is dirtier than mud. and shit rolled into one.
Well, I mean, look at what happened. Look at what happened with Ryan Reynolds, for instance, right?
Oh, God.
You know, Ryan Reynolds, like,
he's a freak.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised at all.
In the sheets, like, you wouldn't believe. I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, like, Blake Lively had a reputation going all the, like, I mean, she had conflicts with, like, literally every, like, oh, and she was on Gossip Girls. And keep in mind, Anna Kendrick was not exactly a particularly nice person either. But, I mean, yeah, she had really serious conflict with Anna Kendrick when they were doing that series together. But, I mean, yeah, going back to P. Diddy, I mean, again, I don't have a dog in that fight with him, right? Like, I just didn't really, like, there's nothing about him that really appealed to me.
No hot dog emails?
No hot dog emails. No, nothing of that, nothing of that sort. It was like... But again, right, like, I will bring up one story, and I don't know, because this one was kind of
you and I
are both going to hell. You know that already, right?
Yeah.
We're done. We are.
Yeah, I think we're just about done tonight. It's like, I mean, yeah, I mean, like I said, there was a true stories about a food delivery truck driver who apparently did a delivery to one of P. Diddy's events, and apparently he was there with Oprah Winfrey, and there were cuts of human meat and whatever. And I'm like, okay, I don't know whether that was just made up fiction or not. But again, right? P. Diddy's been sentenced. It's the end of his career if he tries to come out and tries to go back to what he was doing before. Too many people are going to be watching. Too many people won't be willing to take a chance on him again because he's compromised. And he's going to get hit with a lot of lawsuits to boot as well. So, I mean, I'm thinking he's probably going, if he has a working brain, and I happen to assume that he is a working brain, that he will probably just take off for the Wild Blue Yonder and just disappear to a country like where he can't be extradited from, and he will just sit his days out there. I mean, common sense would dictate that, but I mean, you never know. But anyway, you know what? I pretty much talked out about P. Diddy. Like I said, I didn't really hit this. This was done mostly for V. So V.
But let me leave you with an image here. Now he's you're vacationing somewhere in some country somewhere. You're vacationing, and out the freaking jungle, all of a sudden, you see this shiny black arm come down over your head and around your neck, and you feel something hard in your back, and he said, "Freeze! Don't move! Don't move! What are you gonna do?"
Well, first of all, I'm not a big fan of jungle, so that wouldn't happen. But
that's not a gun.
Define hard.
listen. You don't know that hard round object in your back is not a gun. Oh, could it be a gun, or is it a bottle of baby oil?
As long as I don't hear a squeal like a pig.
All right. So I think we've pretty much talked ourselves out about this one tonight. We'll just end this show here. I don't have enough of a dog in this fight to really keep this one going. So this is the Red Pill Nation 462. Obviously it didn't go as long as Charlie Kirk did, but I mean, again, right, this is, I mean, yeah, when it comes to P. Diddy, I just don't care. So I will let you know in it, because I have to step out here and I have to get some food myself here. I'll let you know in about a half an hour to an hour whether I'm going to do 463 tonight.
I'll be here. I'll be ready.
All right. I'll let you know if I'm going to do 463 or whether we'll do 463 tomorrow afternoon. Yep, that is it. That is it for this show. Obviously, not one of our best, but you know, kind of did this one on the fly.
Oh, come on. Oh, sorry, that's what Diddy was doing.
You know, I tried to keep signal, but you know, I didn't see it in the store, but I was gonna get a ceremonial bottle of baby oil for the show and cover myself up with it. Just for the thumbnail. But I didn't see it.
I'll pass.
All right. That is it for RPN 462, the P. Diddy special.
And remember, folks, when it comes to the Red Pill Nation Hangout, there are no standards.
Oh, absolutely, there are no standards. Anyway, that is it for this one. I'll let you know whether I'm going to do 463 tonight or tomorrow, but that is it for tonight. Thanks on this. And we're glad to get, I don't know. I'm just kind of glad to get this done. Cause this P. Diddy's been hanging over my head for over a year now, and not in a sexual way, you pervert.
Oh, I was going to say meatspin.com.
All right. That's it for tonight, folks. We'll see you on 460 on 463.
Tea and crumpets, I need.